Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got rather a short program for you today, but it's something that was so troubling to me that I wanted to make sure that I could share with you what's going on and how you can fight back if you find yourself in this situation as well. Now, for the last several days, I've been speaking all about corruption, mainly at the county level, not only in California, but also in Hawaii and in many places in our country. I did a whole expose for you about the Cooties funding and how that is a huge grift and scandal where people were creating these fake, phony, and fraudulent businesses and then getting millions and millions of dollars out of your pocket and mine and the money that they print out of thin air in order to, it's really a kind of blood money or hush money in order to keep these businesses silent about their requirement to shut down and also their requirement to have their employees. Employees become human pincushions, but a lot were created out of thin air. And I also exposed that for you related to the corruption in my own county of Orange and how the Orange County supervisor, Andrew Doe, has been funneling millions of dollars into his daughter's suddenly created nonprofit. And wouldn't you know, she's 22 years old with zero work experience. So of course, this is not a money laundering scheme at all. And I want to bring you a comment about that from another fellow Orange Countyan who has actually worked in the county. I'm going to keep all of this anonymous. I'm going to first, though, expose what's going on in another county in California. I'm going to keep it confidential because I don't want to put the person at any further risk of retaliation. But I'm going to read to you in a confidential manner this email that came in to me today. And she said, "Good morning, Peggy. I hope this email finds you well. My name is Healthy American, and your wonderful help helped me avoid the Cooties requirement cocktail back in 2022. She said, along with my coworkers who fought for religious exemptions in this county, we had them granted after a hard fought 7 to 9 months. We were all permanently reassigned to other locations in the county, 30 to 40 miles from home. Based on your advice at that time, I did ask the county for reconsideration due to the hardship of the added distance at that time, but of course it was denied." So imagine this. And I've got more to her letter as well. And then I've got the solution, which is a little bit cheeky and snarky, but it's also sincere. So imagine this. She got her exemption. And remember, you're not requesting anything. You are stating, you are actually informing your employer of your rights. Some of you still are mistaken on that. And I'm not sure why your mind is closed to the truth that you are simply stating your rights. You are standing up for your rights. And there are religious rights in this country. And I'm going to fight for them. So yes, this is a legitimate way to go about letting your employer know that you are giving no consent based on your ethical, moral, or religious beliefs. I think it's fantastic. Why not use that key to unlock the door? I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. But many of these individuals are working for criminals. And of course, criminals don't follow the law. And when we're dealing with public serpents, those officials or those that are working for, let's just say, county governments or city governments or state governments, they are the worst of the worst of the worst. So she said, "I took the position at that time of relocating, even though I had to drive 40 miles because I was just a year and a half away from retirement." She said, "Honestly, though, I did feel I was blessed being sent to this newly reassigned position, and I love my new department. I telework 2 days a week." And then, so she's working at home 2 days a week. And then she says, "I drive in for 3 days. And I was going to retire, but since I love my coworkers and my new department, I realized I don't want to retire and I want to stay a little bit longer until the special anniversary coming around in July." I don't want to give too many details coming up. She said, "However, this week, along with two of my other coworkers who also are not human pincushions, received an email saying that they were very pleased to inform me that I was being requested to return to my former division, which is 79 miles away from my house." She said, "My other two coworkers are getting the same punishment with this excessive distance as well." She said, "Something is very rotten and unjust. It feels punitive, and I feel they are trying to get rid of us." And I'm just going to say she's absolutely right. So because she stood up for her rights and there are laws in place and this department where she works and this government agency where she works could not figure out a way to get rid of her. So they punished her. And it is a type of retaliation. Now, you know, and I know that the corrupt courts in California don't care about that. The corrupt Department of, you know, non-discrimination and human rights and civil rights, they could care less about your civil rights and your human rights. They are the ones perpetrating the discrimination. So you're basically asking the jailer for the key. So in a certain way, she kind of got off easy in the previous months, keeping her job, maintaining her non-pincushion status, even though she did have to drive, you know, 30 or 40 miles, she was able to work from home a couple of times a week. Now they want her to go back, doubling the distance, and the non-pincushion workers, her coworkers, are being requested to do the same. She said, "It's how could this be after I've been working fine in my new department with new coworkers in a position that I love, at a place that I love? What can I do about this?" She said, the ones that did become pincushions, they're not being asked to drive these long distances. Only we are being discriminated against. And friends, this happened again and again and again. And dare I say again, especially at the county levels related to school districts in California. These teachers that got their exemptions were then told that they had a new job, but they were in a pool of teachers and that you know, they might not get an assignment, even though they got their exemption. Well, there might not be a contract for them because now they were going to be working remotely. And there were so many teachers that wanted to work remotely that, you know what, they might not just have a job out there for them. That's exactly what happened to me at the community college level. Well, not exactly. They did not ever give me another contract because they didn't like the work that I was doing outside of the school. And of course, I've been in, you know, higher education for 20, oh my gosh, 30, however many years of my career, and they just couldn't see fit to renew my contract. And you know what? Good riddance. That's what launched the Healthy American. And I'm far too busy with this full-time job than to give any of my time, effort, energy, resources, or God-given breath to any further public education in California. I fight against that. My entire career was teaching teachers how to teach student-centered learning, or how to create student-centered learning opportunities so that we could outwit these horrible structures that were in place related to public education. Topic for another day. But because we're talking about government agencies, this woman also went to her union rep, and the union rep claimed that there are other people that drive those distances every day. And she thought, well, those people probably chose to take that job at a distance, whereas she didn't. And they're doing this as a punitive action. She said, "What can I do? I need your advice. I feel that I need to send a letter." And this was my short and sweet answer. "You know, this is so horrible to hear. I can't stand the local governments, and your government is the worst in the county where you work, you know, neck and neck with my county of Orange County." And I agreed with her that it is punishment. And, you know, perhaps she can apply for a different job, maybe within that same county or somewhere else. But it's unlikely that they will care about her hardship. But here's my solution. Let me know what you think about these apples. And then hang on, because I've got even another email that I want to share with you about another government employee that it has had a front row seat to the corruption in Orange County. So you're not going to want to miss this. But here's my advice to her. I said, "You know, why don't you let the county know? I mean, just, you know, of course this would be truthful, that you have, what do they call it? I don't know if I could call it on this channel, long cooties, long call, you know how they pronounce it. It's called long cooties. Like you have all of these symptoms that, you know, mimic other kinds of illnesses and diseases, but apparently it is directly related to this long cooties situation. And I would tell the county that it is very unsafe for you to go to your department and that you request that you work remotely because the safest place for you to be is at home. You would not want to put anybody at a hardship. You certainly would not want to be a direct threat." Isn't that what they said you were previously, that you were a direct threat because of your non-pincushion status? So I would turn the table on the tyrants and let them know that it is going to be a direct threat for you to drive the 79 miles to this new department and infect everyone with your long cooties condition. So them are the apples that I have for that solution. Now, let me turn my attention to another email that I got. And this has to do with somebody that has a ringside seat to the corruption with Andrew Dodo and the others. All right, friends, I'm not going to use this individual's name, of course. I think she and I and many others are going to have to go into the witness protection program or something, because we certainly don't want the bad guys after us now, do we? So please continue with your prayers of protection, because things are getting a little heated here as I'm uncovering the unbelievable corruption in Orange County, especially within the Vietnamese community. Just calls it as it sees it. I've got evidence for that. So here is a former government employee who worked in Garden Grove in Westminster, in these cities that are heavily influenced and impacted by the Vietnamese community. And I guess I have to have another disclaimer. Like, I love the Vietnamese culture. I love all of my ESL students. I love different countries, different cultures. I have nothing whatsoever against legal immigrants in this country, but I have everything against corruption. All right. So there's my disclaimer. She said, it is wildly ironic, but not surprising, you know, about this Orange County corruption going even deeper. She said, given the way this Vietnamese community functions, all right, this is her letter to me. In my capacity as a governmental employee, I worked in Little Saigon and Koreatown for over 10 years. She said, I was privy to unmitigated, nefarious, and illegal dealings. There are multiple so-called coffee cafes. And I know about these in Little Saigon called, I didn't know about this one I'm about to share with you, but I know of these cafes. Just as a little aside, some years ago, I remember somebody talking about how great the Vietnamese coffee is and that you've got to get a Vietnamese coffee the way it's made. And I think it's sweet and it's got milk or something in it. I had never had a Vietnamese coffee. I happened to be driving through Little Saigon and I thought, saw a little coffee shop. I thought, I'm going to stop in there and I'm going to get myself a Vietnamese coffee. Well, I went in and it was very bustling and there were people at tables. I just wanted a to-go cup, you know, of coffee. I don't know whether it was my appearance or maybe I'm just a very off-putting sort of character, but I was never waited on. Yeah, I was never waited on. I waited for about 5 minutes and other people are getting their orders taken and coming up in front of me. It's like I was invisible. So perhaps that was just an interesting little aside that I wanted to share with you, but perhaps it's a good thing because at the Cafe Miss Cutie, I'm reading from her email, Cafe Dang and others, she said, these places are rife with human trafficking. They bring girls over from Vietnam, give them, okay, I'm not going to go into all the details here, do things to them, and then they are forced to work. And they are, she describes the kind of clothing that they're forced to wear, and they work in these coffee shops in order to pay for their citizenship. Further, these locations are constantly being raided by the Franchise Tax Board, the Garden Grove SWAT team, the California Lottery Law Enforcement Division, and the like for the egregious and multi-million dollar illicit business of illegal gambling, gaming, and betting. She said the underhanded corruption and action furthers when licenses are pulled and the next day new licenses are submitted in the city in the names of family members or friends. The corruption is rampant in this community. I, for one, am glad I don't live there anymore. I have not been there in many years and I actually don't plan on going there for very evident reasons. So there you have it, friends. I just wanted to share with you what is going on with my continued coverage of government corruption. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at federal corruption, and I am pulling together all of my notes about Mayorkas and what he is involved in terms of facilitating the invasion of illegals from Central America, giving millions and millions of dollars to a Jewish group who is helping people get through this certain area. I'm going to be talking all about it, the Darien Gap. So this is very troubling. It will come with a vomit warning, and I'll have that for you very soon. Thanks for being on board with me, friends. Have a great rest of the day, and I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.